Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Episode 143. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. How are we doing? Are we feeling refreshed? Are we feeling refined, guys? You already know your girl is in the beautiful, exquisite, yes, I use that word, exquisite outdoors. Guys, so apparently, if you came to, if you listened to a couple of my other podcasts, I have disclosed that they were doing some major, how can we say, renovations to the park. And I am happy to say that the gates are down and the park is beautiful. They have so many, well, okay, so basically the section I'm sitting at used to be, it kind of still was like that, but the benches are new. They did some manicuring. I think they laid down a couple of like grass patches along the way. It's just such a beautiful, serene view. Also, I can see the cars passing, just beautiful houses. Basically, it's like a kind of like a little highway, but everything is just so refreshing. It's just so open. They also took the liberty to plant some new trees. They have a couple of little short little kind of like little protective gates, like mesh gates around those trees. They also have some little plaques around them to inform us about what kind of trees there potentially are. What I really am, one of the things that I love thus far is how they renovated the light fixtures. They didn't put in new light fixtures. What they did was they did some kind of like sanding the poles. Maybe they were originally white and then they rusted and turned like silver or green, you know, over the course of time, you know, the air, the rain. So they literally went over them and now they're white. So it's giving some type of like equestrian kind of feel. It's just a really good layout. It's really, really nice. And I feel so blessed to be in proximity, walking distance, to be able to reap the benefits of this park. Also, there's a side where the steps that they painted white, I think that's a nice, beautiful place to take pictures. I can see people taking pictures over there, probably like wedding pictures. It's a really, really great vibe. It just gives the park so many different ways where you can actually go for a nice walk. Right now, there's a family that's walking the path around the circle. You get a good, get some good cardio in. Of course, I came out here with Benji, not so much today, but usually in the morning, what I would do is instead of making my coffee at home, I would just go to Dunkin' Donuts, get a cup, and then we just head out to this park, and it just having my morning cup and walking with him is just such a vibe. So now that I gave y'all like the big brisk rundown about about what's going on, let's get into this episode. But before I start, be sure to check the links in the show notes where my podcast YouTube channel resides, as well as my vlog channel. Be sure to check that out. I haven't been putting my podcast on that channel anymore now that we have our own platform, yes, which is Elizabeth Magical Garden Podcast. So be sure to check that out. A lot of times what I would do is have visuals of sometimes the layout of the park. So if you want to see some of the things I've been talking about, if you want to see your girl lovely face, that's a good opportunity to head on out and be part of the vibe. Because, you know, I'm all about hitting those different senses, you know, hitting the visuals, hitting the listening, you know, just a little bit of everything I try to sprinkle on this podcast. Guys, as we all know, I haven't been speaking about it enough, or should I say, I can't stop speaking about it enough, which is my activities of me picking up myself and going to the gym. This has become a recurrent theme in my life that I don't, by the grace of everything good, see it going anywhere. I'm going to tell you, between a morning cup of coffee, between my weekly sessions, guys, you know, I had to let the sirens kind of subside, but between going to the gym and keeping up with my therapy sessions, I feel like personally for my mental and physical health, I found a sweet spot. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy to do either or, okay? Yesterday was not therapy, but I did go to the gym. I did have a session with my trainer, which is part of this particular podcast episode, because I want to go into being, how can I say, dependent. The things that we can find ourselves be dependent on. And this is why I threw in therapy and the gym. Keeping a healthy finger on the pulse of not being overly dependent on anyone. Now, yes, I do see a therapist, and this has been a complete game changer. It has helped me heal in so many ways. It is consistently helping me heal in so many ways. You know, dealing with chronic anxiety is definitely hard. Anything that has to do with your mental health is not an easy road, right? And, you know, although I don't take Medicaid prescription drugs, I do see my therapist. And being consistent in that way has enabled me to heal holistically, with still practicing and being true to the Western side of things, which is Western medicine. I feel like you got to find your groove. You don't have anybody tell you what works or what doesn't work, but you have to be honest with yourself too. I could just sat there and said, you know what, I'm going to heal myself and zen myself into a state of mind that would heal myself and heal my anxiety. Now, kudos to those that is able to achieve that. For me, that wasn't a thing. And one thing about me, I try to really be kind and truthful to the things that I need to continue having a resourceful, healthy, prosperous life. So implementing that wasn't easy. I did it. I'm continued to do it. Actually, at this point, this is a gift to myself because it's just, I'm benefiting so much from it, and the fact that I'm able to receive this type of help, why not? In saying that, excuse me, I started going to the gym. I did tell you guys that I have a personal trainer. Now, we're going to talk about addictive natures here. This is probably going to be kind of like a long-winded podcast, so be sure to have like some tea, some coffee, a bottle of water, stay hydrated, because we're going to get into a couple of things here. So now, I always come to you guys from my own personal experience and things that I start to see. I try to keep it 100 as much as possible to my humble understanding. We're still, of course, keeping a level of privacy for myself, right? But I'm here to help. Now, I have been seeing this trainer for a couple of months now. I actually was going to stop my session within like maybe a month and a half, but I think what happened to me was that I started I just started seeing results. I started feeling strong in my body. I started seeing results. I fell in love with strength training, which is optimal for a woman my age. If you are 40s and up, I'm here to tell you strength training is the way to go, because as we get older, I had found, and through research, because certain things was not working for me, which is a whole bunch of cardio to lose belly fat. And that's a whole nother segment. I'll definitely do more segments on that, but I really want to stay on the topic that I chose today. What a topic. I wanted to be able to execute and perform those moves properly. No one is trying to do the injury. So taking it slow, but yet still challenging myself, which is key. So, and when you strength train, you want to know what you're doing. You want to be corrected in the ways that needs to be corrected. You want to hear where you may be weaker in areas than others. You want to strategically perform in a way where it's optimal for you to receive the benefits. Because, like, what's the point of waking up early? In my case, I wake up really early, right? I'm up at 5 o'clock, okay? And getting ready to do these morning sessions is not an easy task every day. You know, every day is not, you know, it's not always, and I walk to the gym. It's not always sunny outside. It's sunny today. It's a beautiful day. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's cold. Sometimes it's raining. You get the point. So my thing is being strategic, making it count, and being able to, if you can, fit it in your budget, because it's not a cheap thing, right? Even if it's a couple, if you can, I would say hire a trainer. My trainer is Bomb City. But in saying that, having to pull the cord in that type of communication can bring its own emotions, right? Because he's a sweet young thing, okay? He's handsome, he's fit, but what I appreciate about him most importantly is his professionalism. He's extremely professional. He's extremely professional. He's also knowledgeable, okay? And he takes a more holistic way of doing things. He pays attention. Like the other day, I told him kind of like briefly, excuse me, that my knee was kind of like troubling me. I was jogging. That was short lived, guys. I was jogging, and then my knee, which is something that I dealt with years ago. That's why I stopped in the first place. Started like irritating me. I personally believe it's arthritis. It's something that I was born with. So it just started triggering that. So rather than push it, I just go for like good brisk walks now, right? So I told him that my knee was, kind of like badgering me. And when I saw him yesterday, to be exact, he brought that up. One of the first things that he asked me before we got into our session was, how's your knee? That really touched me. Now, one would say, well, he should be paying attention to these things because he's the one training you. Okay. Well, we all know what people shoulda, coulda, woulda, and don't do. My thing is I am really big on professionalism and getting great aid. And he's it. And to be his age and the way that he handles me, I just really, because I was like shy. I was like a little nervous to go back to the gym. It's been years. And then I'm coming to back with all these different type of things, like anxiety, all type of different stuff. So I'm like, I didn't know what to expect. I did put myself in classes. I'm going to do an article on a different type of people that attend to attends the gym, be sure to check out my blog because I've been writing on there short and sweet excerpts on different topics. So be sure to check that out. So I just found myself, I don't want to say getting attached, but getting attached. Getting attached, maybe not to him per se, but to the attention. And so you know me, I had to nerd out and I had to do a little research about people legit falling for their trainer. This is something that's so cliche. Now, I thank God I'm not there, but I can see it. I can see it. Here it is. It's this handsome man, right? He's not a little boy. He's a grown man, right? Maybe younger than me, but he's still a grown man. And showing you attention, rooting you on, you know, encouraging you, making you feel good about yourself, right? It's already, you know, especially us women, you already know, like, the whole body shaming and all type of stuff. I don't care where you fall in the weight spectrum. A woman's weight is always a sensitive topic, right? So being in a facility of somebody cheering you on and showing interest in your well-being, it really can touch a soft spot in your heart. It can. So I started doing research. So research says that one of the reasons, well, not only it's not suggested to fall for your trainer. Now, you do what you got to do. Okay, I'm not here to judge. You do what you gotta do, boo. You do. There's been plenty of people that have gotten married and or got with. I'm not here to judge, but I'm just telling you what it is, okay? If you find yourself all of a sudden, there's a lot of things unbeknownst to you that is occurring that you may not be aware of why you may be feeling some type of way. Number one, chemical. You know, you're sweating, you're giving off pheromones, he or she is giving off pheromones, okay, through the glands. Apparently, you know, when you go to the gym, that's why it feels so good and euphoric because the endorphins are going. And there is a particular, which I can't remember, excuse me, you can do your research, but there is also another something else that's being released that's the same chemical, if I'm not mistaken, that allows you to connect, that falls in love, like wants you to be close, you know, similar to when women sleep with a man. There's a chemical, whether you want to admit it or not, there is a chemical that is released in a woman that makes her want to get close to the person that she slept with. It's a natural thing. This is why a lot of times women tend to get very clingy after a sexual encounter. And you may be mistaking that clinginess of love, but usually it's just that chemical that's going on. That's why after a while you're like, I don't even like him no more. Or you may not feel, hopefully you still like him, but you may feel like a disconnect maybe after a certain time of not seeing that person. Usually it's a lot of chemicals that's happening in a woman that can interfere in your judgment. So I found that to be very interesting. I couldn't wait to tell you guys because I was saying to myself, wow, like, am I starting to experience that? And I'm gonna put it on the line. And I feel like, yeah, I'm a human being. I'm a woman. It's been a while. Okay, TMI. And he is delicious. I'm not gonna lie. But I have a lot of respect for him. I have, well, no. Not to say that, not saying if you listen, this is a no judge atmosphere. You do what you want to do. I'm here as your sister, your homie, just giving you the stats. So if you want to back up a couple of tastes to make sure that it's not a chemical thing rather than something that's really real. Another thing, you know, these trainers are, he's at your, I don't want to say beck and call, but you're paying for the service. So it wouldn't be wise to be nasty to you. Of course, they're going to be kind and speak life into you and want to promote you and stuff like that. This is what they do, guys. And I'm speaking to my girls in particular. Now, you know what? I'm speaking to each and every one of them because I don't want to exclude my guys out there, because there's women trainers as well. And you could be feeling the same type of way, right? Because there's still a dynamic happening there. Okay. Remember, we're mammals. So we're supposed to attract one another. So in saying that, you have to kind of like, well, you don't have to do anything, but for the people that is questioning like me, I have to kind of like dial back and say to myself, is this the case? Now, for me, when I started thinking about it, I feel like it's a combination of things. I think it's the joy that I feel going to the gym. I believe it's also the joy of receiving the benefits of a good trainer, right? And also, he has a really great personality. He's good at what he do. But when we put things in perspective, right? And it's kind of like going to a nice restaurant and the waiter is really nice to you. I don't know if you ever, if you ever had dinner by yourself. I love having dinner by myself, especially like before COVID, going to the bar and sitting at the bar and having, I mean, people are doing their thing now too, but you know, before this trauma, okay, that we all find ourselves in, I used to love going to the bar and sitting and having dinner by myself because they would treat you so good. They would treat you, this is my experience, they would treat you so good because they see you by yourself. They want you to have a good experience. They want you to come back. They want you to tell your friends, right? So it's kind of like the same similar situation with having a personal trainer. He wants you to, he or she wants you to have the best experience that you could possibly have being there. So not only are you benefiting from the money that you are forfeiting out, but also you could recommend, right? So I just found it to be really interesting. And then that's when it came to disattaching. When does the relationship, a paid relationship, become unhealthy? And when should you disattach yourself from that situation once you know that's what's occurring? Now, for me, I had a quota, okay, because it's not cheap, okay? And like I said, I was going to relinquish those services a month and a half into it. But then I started reaping the benefits. I started getting stronger. So I really wanted to make sure for the best of my ability to obtain as much knowledge as I could, especially when my love for strength training became really prevalent in my life. Now, it's so funny because yesterday, he asked me, which I thought it was really kind, to remind me, like, you know, so when is your last session? I told him, and it, you know, that was that, right? And it wasn't until then I started saying to him, I felt like, I remember coming home and I felt like a little like, oh, like I got used to looking forward to having that session once a week and so forth. Now, this is not to say that I will never have a training session again. I definitely feel for me, especially taking this route of being trained, I feel like this is something that I will look forward to revisiting, maybe not as much, but periodically during the year, maybe like a check-in once or twice a year for 2 months, just to get, especially like, you know, after the winter time, right? probably like just like when I started this time, like probably like around February, March, just to be reacquainted, see what bad habits I can relinquish, what I need to tighten up on, getting new skills, you know, keeping it refreshed, because you don't want your workouts to be boring, because this is going to like turn into like a bunch of boringness, and then you're not going to want to go. So it's very important for me to keep up the dynamics, still hitting, still being strategic on those core parts that I want to aim, which full body workouts work for me because I don't go to the gym every single day. So just keeping it refreshed and seeing different ways where I can still get a full body, still hit those areas that I want to target, but in different ways. And having a trainer definitely keeps you up to date with that. Because even yesterday we did a full body workout, and it was I learned a couple of different moves, and I was like, okay, I could definitely keep that in my my arsenal. And he's been really good with that, with switching it up, but still staying on target. Because they do ask you what you want to work on in the beginning of sessions, right? But I did feel a sense of, like, mourning. Like, oh, like, I'm not going to have that to look forward to. Which had me thinking, like, are you getting attached to this, to him as a trainer? And I have to say, I don't think that it's a bad thing. I don't think that it's an unhealthy thing. And a matter of fact, I think that it's a celebratory thing. Where it gets unhealthy is when you're only keeping this person because of those attachments. I have learned for myself, you know, to always be mindful of the things that I would tend to lean on for instant gratification, whether it's food, anything that feel good, guys. You always want to keep a balance. It's okay to indulge, but self-mastery is being able to stand up on your own two feet. Even if these things were not allotted to you, even if these things weren't available nowhere near, you would still be okay. And that is a juggle. That is a juggle, especially when we live in a society where everything is like the feel-good button, right? So I just wanted to share this with you guys. I hope this helped somebody. I hope this was informative. I did. I even learned some things for myself about it. I am really proud of myself. I'm really proud that I went this far with the trainer. I'm really proud that I am, excuse me, I was blessed to meet my quota. It's coming up soon. I still got a couple of weeks to go, but it's not too far away, and I'm just looking forward to what is, because they say when one door closes, another one opens. Remember that, guys. Don't be afraid to close doors because of how that door makes you feel. You know, you got what you needed from that sector when it was most prominent in your life. And usually when we find ourselves in this position of rendering these type of opportunities, it's because it's building you up for something that much more special. Guys, I love you guys so much. Stay in peace, stay in love, and stay in power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.